7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Keep my oven mitts off you, girl. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm waiting for the air conditioner repairman to show up, which means I'm still hot. And I'm drinking some cola-flavored beverage. Oh, daddy. And it's been an interesting last 24 hours. Brutal, brutal torture. The funny thing is the temperature inside my house right now is 25 degrees. 25 degrees Celsius. That is, of course, let's say 76 degrees for Americans. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, my God, that's brutal. How can you live? Well, it's a funny little deal. Here's how it all went down. You gotta understand, it is now cool compared to yesterday. Oh my God, yesterday it was another brutal day. It hit 35 degrees and it was brutally, brutally hot. The interior of my house got up to 30, maybe a little bit higher. And yes, that is bad. I was very sick all day, even laying under piles of ice and stuff. And by late afternoon, early evening, around 5 p.m. local time, I started to have big problems, bigger problems. And I thought, okay, this is bad. I got to go somewhere with air conditioning. I made a few phone calls, couldn't get a hold of anybody, so I jumped in my car. Jumped in my car and I just started driving with the air conditioner on because, you know, it's a very small environment, easy to control, nice and cool. I jump on the interstate and I just go flying. To where did I go flying? Vroom, 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 driving my super speedy car. I drove down the interstate and then I took a left a left turn. And I headed out to Fort Calhoun. So that was fun. It's not that I did anything or went anywhere in Fort Calhoun. I just drove through it, literally. But I drove by the ice cream slash coffee place, and I drove by the yummy bar slash restaurant. Kind of wanted to stop in there and eat, but I wasn't hungry. When it gets this hot, eating is difficult. A cola-flavored beverage. We'll get to that in a minute. So I drove through Fort Calhoun, and I just kept going. And I went by the nuclear power plant. And I thought of our great friend Publius. And I thought, I wonder what it would take to restart this power plant. It's funny because as you approach it, you don't really see it, but there's a couple of OPPD signs. And there's no signs that say nuclear power plant. There's just this little green highway sign that just says OPPD and an arrow pointing to the right. I love that sign. I want that sign. I want some of those. Anyway, I drove by the nuclear power plant, kept going. A couple of miles later, I was driving by the ethanol plant. The big, scary ethanol plant in Blair, Nebraska. And I drove through Blair, and that was cool. I saw stuff in Blair. And then I started driving back towards my city. And doing so required me to drive by the Blair Airport, FAA code BTA, Blair the Airport. So I went flying by Blair the Airport, and as I was making this run back into town, I noticed that there looked like a storm was moving in. And it was starting to get cloudy, and I thought, oh, this is good. And by the time I got back into my little corner of town, yeah, it was overcast, but it hadn't started raining or anything. And it started getting windy. And I thought, huh, weird. And so I thought, well, I better stop at the store and get some cold beverages. So I picked up some cola-flavored beverage. And about a gallon of juice, two big fat bottles of juice. I also grabbed some graham crackers and a bag of candy. And I came home. And by that time, it was much cooler. In fact, it was cooler outside than it was in my car. When I got out of the car in the parking lot of the grocery store, it was cooler. I was like, whoa. So I came home to my house, which was blazing hot, 30 degrees or better. And I opened it up, and I turned on all the fans, and, yeah, so anyway, it got cooler in my house. It is now, 25 degrees in my house, down from 30 or 31. Oh, it was brutal. So I'm not actually laying under a pile of ice right now. I'm just sitting here going, trying to recover from yesterday and waiting for the air conditioner guy to show up. So it's a little bit cooler today. It actually did rain a little bit last night. And by the time I shut my house up last night, about 2 a.m., it wasn't horrible. But I managed to actually cool myself down because I was back under the ice and everything. And then I actually managed to sleep a little bit. So I feel a little bit better all around. I just got to remember to eat today. If it stays this cool and or if the air conditioning guy shows up and manages to actually get the air conditioning working again, I might be able to cook today. And I got some onions, and I got some peppers, and I got some mushrooms, and I got some rice, and I'm going to eat some yummy food. But if that doesn't happen, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'll be able to cook or not. So, yeah. Waiting for the air conditioner guy to show up. And of course, when this got called in on Monday, the best they could just do is say, yeah, he'll be there between 9 and noon. Well, how do you not know? And it seems like 9 o'clock, isn't that when you guys start working? So if I'm the first appointment of the day, there isn't anything that is going to keep the guy. It's not like he's had a previous appointment that ended up going long, right? You know, it makes no sense. So, yeah. I'm still waiting. Still waiting for the air conditioner guy. Yeah. And drinking cola. I should not be drinking cola flavored beverage. The only reason I'm drinking it is because I kind of wanted to take a little caffeine. I'm going to switch to, I don't know, what do I feel like drinking? Green tea. Oh, that's one thing I should be doing. I should be making tea. Last couple days, at night before I go to bed, I would make a bunch of tea and put it in some jugs and refrigerate it, make it nice and cold so I can have iced tea the next day. I've been drinking a lot of iced tea lately. The green stuff. It's been pretty good. But now I think it's time to go to some music. And oh geez, I can't think of anything to play, so let's just hit random.
This is a rock and roll museum. You guys don't belong in here.
I'm the king of rock, there is none higher. Fire MCs should call me sire. To run my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party and come correct. All cuts are on time and rhyme connect. Got the right to vote and we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
We'll be right back.
Wow, talk about random. Yeah. That was Run DMC with King of Rock. And I'm glad they made their appearance today, warning us of the dangers of sucker MCs once again. That seems to be a running theme with them, and, you know, that's cool. Nice and cool. Just like this icy cola-flavored soft drink beverage that I'm drinking. Oh, it's lovely. What? Oh, but suddenly I've remembered what I was going to tell you. And this is something that I was thinking about last night, shortly before I went to bed. Lately, I've been thinking that I need to add some detail to my synth. Actually, I've been talking about this for a while. And if you're a regular listener of the Dubious Goals Committee, then this will sound familiar, but I need some kind of vocal or vocaloid thing going on with my music. And I've thought of a couple of options. I've thought, oh, maybe I could just get a Hatsune Miku pedal or something, right? But it's not quite what I want. Then I was thinking, well, what if I got a formant filter? Well, yeah, that's good. Then you can go, ow, yow. But that's not what I need. What I want is something that I can play syllables out of. I want to be able to send control voltage to a thing and like language syllables come out. It could be anything, just bee, ba, boo, bo, you know, that kind of stuff. Because then you could just make songs out of that. It's not that I need actual lyrics or words. I just want voice or voice-like sounds, etc. And yes, there's always, you know, samplers. But I don't want to go the sampler route. I don't want to do any sampling. I don't want to have to deal with any stupid sampler stuff. Don't want to carry a giant sampler around with me, blah, blah, blah. I want something automatic, something weird, something that I can send randomized control voltage from sample and hold, right? This is kind of what I'm thinking. And it occurred to me last night, I don't know how I thought of this, but again, this still isn't the solution, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, isn't this just an opportunity for you to make money? Couldn't you just build this module and sell a bunch of them? Say, well, yeah, I could, but I don't. I don't want to say that I don't want to build anything, because I always want to build something. I don't want to manufacture anything. Ugh, my sinuses. Anyway. So last night I was thinking, ba-ding. Wavetables. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tob, how is that any different than a sampler? Well, But I'm not a wavetable guy. I don't want any wavetable synths. I don't need any of that. I just don't. But that's when I realized, well, this is a way that we could have a little bit of a singing synthesizer thing. So what you do is you get a wavetable synth and you load up the wavetables with your own, well, tables of waves. And what are these waves? Well, these are your syllabic phonemes. That's what I want, is a phoneme synthesizer. So yeah, am I actually going to look into like wavetable synths? No. They pop up in my feed enough. That is a possibility, though. I don't know. I just wanted something easier to deal with than stuff like that. I don't want to spend days on end being clever programming wavetables. I don't want to do any programming. I don't want to code anything. I don't want to load anything. I just want to turn knobs and do some damn synthin'. Let's just synth. Is that too much to ask? It very well might be. All right, anyway, more music. Probably will do both. That's the kind of guy that I am. Yeah, so anyway, that was Zig Zig Sputnik with Sex Bomb Boogie. And I just can't help but wonder, is it time for another Zig Zig Sputnik style band? And I don't mean the exact same type of music. I mean the same type of attitude and just general concept. Because if you think about it, the time is ripe. Why would I say such a ridiculous thing? Oh, now hold on a minute. It makes perfect sense if you think about it, because we have come back around. You know, music moves in big cycles. They're actually cycloids, but we'll get into that later. Music moves in cycles. It just keeps coming around. The old stuff just keeps coming back around. And right now, if you look at music and pop music and what it is today, it's all just manufactured junk. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toad, pop music's always manufactured junk, and that's why we're rock gods and rock and roll. No, shut up. No, that's not true. But what I'm saying is, look at all the music that's very popular today. That's big. You know, it's not organic bands. These aren't bands that are friends, groups of friends that got together to play music and write music and create music. No. If you look at the boy bands, these are all just fake acts. These are all just basically your standard summer amusement park act that's just been taken a little bit larger, gotten a little bit bigger. What am I trying to say? Well, if you're just going to manufacture crap, why not manufacture cool crap? I don't know. With all the boy bands and all the girl bands and all the BTSs and Blackpinks and Momolands and all that stuff, why not do something cool? You know what I'm saying? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, and I suppose you're the person who needs to do this. Well, I don't know if I've got it in me anymore. I could back something like this, but I'm not going to front it. I can create the music. I can create the concepts. I can create the images even. But I don't really want to get on stage. I'll just make myself sick. And I'm running out of cola-flavored soft drink beverage. And there's nothing left. I'm going to have to go up to the kitchen and get some more. But not right now. I'm thinking who I could get for this band. What I need is some junior high school kids. Or maybe high school kids. Who want to be very obnoxious. It's like, yeah, okay, I can help you with that. Not only can I show you how to be extremely obnoxious, I can show you how to make money from it as well. No, I don't know. What do I feel like doing? I feel like I need to do some kind of musical project. And I feel like I need to produce some kind of show and get out there and perform. But, you know, this is the day and age of COVID and all that kind of stuff, and it's all kind of a pain, and I can barely function as it is. I'm such a worthless human being these days that about all I can do is get my ass to the venue. You know, I'm not going to be able to run around on stage. I'm not going to be able to wear heavy guitars. I'm not going to be able to do jack. So what is this show that I'm going to create? What is this? What am I going to do? And it's too late now. Summer's already beginning. I had to spend the entire first quarter of this year being, you know, injured, being wounded. And now I'm, you know, recovering from all this crap. And it's going to... I have another doctor's appointment in 6 weeks. And maybe only then will we maybe be starting to do physical therapy and stuff like that, which I am also dreading. And I told the doctor, like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to do this because I'm like sick and da-da-da-da. And so then the doctor said, okay, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I need another doctor for blah, blah. He said, oh, I got some guys for that, blah, blah, blah. And he hands me a sticky note. Actually, it was Sydney then came in and said, Sydney said, hey, here's those doctor guys you should call. So yeah, I gotta call some doctor guys and maybe get some other problem fixed, which is something you'll probably hear right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day, people, even if the world is ending, at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I am out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.